I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Eastern Ukraine remains a war zone and occupied. Lugansk is one of the regions that declared independence from the rest of Ukraine. So what awaits the evangelical church in occupied territories? Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says last month they got word about an unexpected requirement to re-register churches. The deadline for compliance was this past Sunday, March 17th. Until the churches get the okay from the government,
they've agreed not to meet at their church buildings, but instead they're going to plan on discreetly gathering in small groups.
Will it directly impact SGA's ministry? Yes and no.
We have to see what happens in the days ahead just to see how severe this crackdown is going to be. But certainly the potential is there for the ministries to be impacted.
And in South Asia, God showed up at one training event. Global Disciples Tim says when a man named Elijah was leading a training event, three Buddhist monks stumbled in.
They finally exclaimed to Elijah that, well, somebody has to be wrong here. Either Buddha is God or Jesus is God. So they ask Elijah if he would be willing to test and to see who really was God. They would go to a forest and they would fast and pray. And if God or Jesus could bring lunch to them, and if he could make it rain, those three Buddhist monks agreed that they would then accept Jesus as Lord.
Through a series of events, the men were fed. It also rained so hard that Elijah had to cancel evening services. Read the full story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.